Many of us were glued to our screens for the impeachment proceedings. Governments across the world have also been watching. In China, you might say they're loving the spectacle. Here's the world's Patrick Nguyen.
The Chinese government wants to tell its people and the world a story. The gist of the story is democracy, the kind you see in America. What a mess. Over and over, they say,
look at the United States. Look at the inequality. Look at the problems with racial relations. Look at the politics.
That is Adam Ni, a visiting fellow at National Chungchi University in Taiwan. He says the impeachment scandal is making it easier to tell this story, because when you do look at the politics, it is messy. Even the American president thinks so.
And nobody's seen anything like it. In the history of our country, there has never been a disgrace like what's going on right now.
That is Trump earlier this month talking about the impeachment hearings in Congress. Now, impeachment is something you'd never see in China, where President Xi Jinping reigns supreme, and there is no opposition party. The People's Republic of China is a one-party state and always has been. Adam Ni says China's message is, look, America, with its political divisions, is tearing itself apart.
But look at our system, a system where the Chinese Communist Party is leading in all areas of economic, political, and social life. And we have a stable system.
So that's how the Chinese Communist Party wants the world to see Trump's impeachment woes. It's all about Trump's flaws and U.S. disorder. But how do they talk about it behind closed doors?
They really do view the Trump challenge to China as possibly the most serious challenge in the post-Cold War period.
That's Nicholas Koo, professor at Otago University in New Zealand. And yeah, Trump can certainly sound like a threat.
Because we can't continue to allow China to rape our country, and that's what they're doing. It's the greatest theft in the history of the world.
Koo says that internally, the Communist Party really does worry that Trump's trade war will hurt China's economy. And that touches on the basic pact the Communist Party has with its citizens. We get power and control, and your life will keep getting better, materially speaking. So if Trump can disturb that pact,
that will affect, in the Chinese view, how China rises and certainly the rate at which it rises.
Okay, so that settles it. Obviously, the Chinese Communist Party would clearly want Trump to get impeached, right? Well, maybe not.
Ultimately, Beijing will be sad to see Trump go because Trump is undermining U.S. power internationally and dividing the U.S. internally.
Once again, that's Adam Ni. Short term, yes, he says, Trump is a headache for China's leaders.
But over the long term, I think they would want to see Trump win in 2020.
Yep, he says, next year, the Politburo will be rooting for the Donald, in the most cynical way. Because a new president, Ni says, may divide Americans less and may finally pull together a coherent plan to slow the rise of China. And yes, that person may be a Democrat. Professor Koo says Beijing is realizing that American anger towards China is not just going to vanish with Donald Trump.
Whether you're Democrat or Republican, the view in Washington, D.C. at this point in time is to actually take a rather hard line against the Chinese.
And here is a case in point.
The Senate has just sent a resounding message to the Chinese Communist Party and President Xi.
Top Democrat Chuck Schumer.
That the United States stands with the democratic protesters in Hong Kong.
He's talking about a bill that just passed supporting Hong Kong protesters' fight against Communist Party domination of their territory, which is a part of China. Now, practically everyone in U.S. politics supports this bill, from Ted Cruz to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. So, more and more, when it comes to China, Professor Koo says, and this is not a sentence you hear very often,
if you look at the Democratic Party and Trump, there's not much difference of opinion.
At least he says that's the view from Beijing. For The World, I'm Patrick Nguyen.